Hello there, looking for teacher. Hello there, teacher. Daniel here. I guess we're driving at the moment. Hello?
Okay, sorry about that.
Not an issue. All right, fantastic. I actually called you at the late hours. I was thinking, you know, you might be off from your work. We would have a better chance to speak about this.
Yes. No, it's fine. I'm driving home, so I don't have the information in front of me, but just an idea from you.
Like, in reference to our conversation earlier, how was it so far? Any questions to me? Did you manage to review the email? Was I making sense in the email? In reference to everything.
Yeah, I did have some questions, but I'm trying to think what they were without it in front of me.
No worries.
Yeah.
I can call you back.
I don't know what it was. Oh, I know one was, because I think you guys have, like, where you do the website and stuff, don't
mm-hmm.
you? Like, you just...
Yes.
Okay, so I already have a website
mm-hmm.
and some of the stuff in there. So one of the questions
mm-hmm.
I had is, would you guys deduct money
mm-hmm.
if you didn't have to do certain things?
Absolutely. We would waive off the cost for the services you do not want us to perform for you. For example, in the elite marketing package, I did mention about author website creation. However, in the pre-release marketing package, keeping in mind you already had an author website, so we told you we'll be maintaining your author website. That's it. All right. So there is no creation cost in the pre-release marketing bundle. So if you want me to remove that from the elite marketing too, I would love to go and do that.
Okay.
We would just maintain the website. That means that whatsoever the updates will be posting on your Facebook or any banners or any press releases that we'll be writing for you, any blogs that we'll be updating for you, that will go on the website too. So we would actually manage that for you. We'll update it on the website too.
Okay, and how does the books work? Like, if you advertise
mm-hmm.
on, like, Amazon and all of that, how did the
mm-hmm.
books work?
Bugs work, I would like you to be more straightforward. What do you mean by bugs in reference to specifically bugs? Like when you're uploading
like,
it, you're facing errors?
No, like, so in the last company that I was with
mm-hmm.
was my last book,
mm-hmm.
so they printed the books and
mm-hmm.
like put them on Amazon and stuff. So if someone wants to order a physical copy, how would that work with our relationship? Like, how does it, like, if I want physical books on Amazon, do I buy
mm-hmm.
those and supply them to Amazon, or how does it work?
No, Amazon works on print on demand. Any publisher that I'll be recommending you, be it Barnes & Noble, Google Books, iBooks, Amazon, Rafdok Rubin, 90% of them work on print on demand. That means that if someone is trying to order an e-book of yours, they'll be able to order directly from Amazon right then and there. They would be able to, you know, they can just buy it and press the download button and the book would, you know, download in their system, in their computer, in their laptop, in their iPad, whatever it is. If they're ordering a paperback or hardcover, Amazon will print it and then deliver it to the specific clients, whoever is ordering it. So whatsoever the percentage will be that you would set while publishing your book, 90% Amazon keeps 30% out of your total sales for printing and shipping, for any book that is getting printed and shipping. So let's say if you're keeping the cost as $10 for a book, just an example, so $3 go to Amazon and $7 come to you.
Gotcha. Okay. And is that the only place that physical books would be available, just on Amazon?
Nope. If you read my email, I did tell you that we need to make sure that we publish a book on multiple platforms because Amazon does hold a lot of readers. I mean, does have multiple readers available for new books out there, but there are a lot of people who look for new books on different platforms too. So we cannot miss that targeted audience, which is on Barnes & Noble, which is on Kobo Referent, which is on Burb, which is on Apple Books. You know, 90% of the people, everyone, I mean, nowadays I see, you know, besides me, front and back, and everyone, even though my parents, they hold themselves an iPhone. All right, so if they are book readers, they would prefer to look for books in iBooks because it's already paid and this is what they're using. And it's easy for them, you know. Of course, everyone cannot carry a bag of books with them, all right? Like, if I'm a good reader, so I would prefer to download the books on my phone and, you know, read it while I'm traveling, while I'm sitting free at my work, or maybe whatever I want to read them, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So that targeted audience is important. We recommend to publish it over 10 platforms. Minimum.
Mm-hmm.
This is what we would recommend, that just don't publish it on Amazon. Yes, you would see a lot of sales from Amazon, but there are a lot of platforms which are available for multiple sales, and this is what we are targeting to in both the packages, be it the press release part or be it the elite marketing part.
Okay. But how do I publish on these other platforms? Like, you guys
we would help
would
you do
put
that.
Me on there? Or?
Yep.
And do the books there work the same way? Like, or do I have to provide copies to the other?
No, no, they work on the same way.
Okay.
In traditional publishing, you would need to require copies. Like, for example, if I refer you to Harper & Collins, or if I refer you to any big platform, right, which sells books traditionally, locally in the market, which is, you know, called a literary agent project. If you go with that process, yes, you'll be required to give out copies. That means you're not a renowned author, so the publisher would ask you to spend money on the copies. But here, this is not the case. You're going for self-publishing options in which, you know, print on demand is the easiest way out of it, all right? That means any person goes on Amazon, orders your book, all right, he will be given with a deadline that in 5 days, 6 days, 7 days, looking at where he's living or she is living, you know, looking at their distance, they'll be sent with an email that within the next 6 days, you would get this paperback or hardcover delivered at their doorsteps. Printing, shipping, everything goes to Amazon. You won't have to take care of that. You would be shared with the percentage of your royalties over there. Plus, there are multiple ideas I've given you in the email. For example, for paperback and hardcover, we can use self-publishing options. For ebook, I would prefer you to put it on your own website. Put down a payment terminal over there, all right, and let people buy it from your own website.
Mm-hmm.
It
will
be some profits to you.
But, like, don't you want to also have it on Kindle, too, because if people have Kindle?
Yes, so ebook is available on Amazon. Your ebook will be available on Amazon, too. That is KDP that we are talking about, Kindle Direct Publishing.
Yeah. So how does, the record-keeping work? Will they, since I'm getting, because there's no royalties to you guys, right? It's just a copy.
Yes.
So how do they tell me what books I'm selling and stuff, because I've never done this type of publishing. So how does that work?
You would be able to see that on the border, all right? For example, if you are publishing it on Amazon or if you have already got the books on Amazon, you might have got yourself a portal where you can see the sales, reads, reviews for the book. So the same way on any of the platform that we'll be creating for you, we'll be publishing the book for you, you would have access to, you know, check all your reads, likes, sales. People who are just opening the books are not even able to buy it. You'll be able to see that too.
Okay.
For example, 500 people traveled to your book on Amazon, but maybe only 100 bought them. All right, so 400 did not bought them. So there is something wrong with it. You know, you have a possibility to fix your book cover or maybe the title or maybe something else or maybe the buttons are not working. They're not able to order it. So there are different things that people have to then look into, make sure that everything is up and up and then, you know, self-maintain it for you. So in both the cases, you go with any platform, you would be with us for the next 3 to 4 months. So we would help you manage it, plus you would learn it too, that how to manage in future once you're done with the services from our side.
Okay, so you were talking about how, you would want to market the first book, and this is my third book. So how does that work, being that I'm technically going through my third book with you?
See, I'll tell you. Whenever you're marketing a series, all right, as I told you earlier, that we would start marketing with the first book, all right? That's important. If the first book created the, you know, relevant market, created relevant audience, all right, number of audience that you're looking for, second, third, fourth book would be a piece of cake. I'll give you an example. For example, we marketed the first book. We got 200 people who are interested in reading the first book, all right, or maybe 200 people bought the first book. Now, automatically, you have those 200 people lined up for the second book, because if they read the first part and if, you know, they liked it, it did create that curiosity in their mind to read the second part, they would go for that, all right? So 200 readers are there, Now you need to market the second book. Now on second book, let's say, for example, you got additional 200 readers. So now on the second book, you got 400 readers. On the first book, you got 200 readers. Does that make sense?
No, I understand the concept, but what I'm saying is, like, since technically I'm going through my third book, you guys would still market the first book?
Yep, we'll still market the first book. You're right. We'll start from the basics. We'll do it the same way that we were doing it for the third book, all right? Only the pre-release part won't be there with you. For example, there won't be coming soon banner, you know, there won't be such things like that. We would do post-marketing over there. Post-marketing is implemented for the books which are published already. So for the first book, post-marketing would come in place. That includes everything that I told you earlier. Organic marketing, social media paid marketing, SMS marketing, email marketing.
Okay. All right. Well, I will be home soon from work. Can I? What I want to do is look over the email and make sure I have all my questions.
Please, please, go ahead.
Answered, and like maybe shoot you an email with any questions I might have forgot about, and then once I make sure all my questions are answered, then I'll see if you guys are a good fit for me. But my main thing is I do want to focus on the marketing aspect of it, so I do like that part. I just want to make sure all my questions are answered before
I
decide how I'm
going to
do this book.
No worries at all, Tisha. Take care of them. All right. You can go home. You can write an email to me with all your questions. I would love to answer them first. Once you're completely satisfied and good to go, then we'll go and bring you on board. So no worries about it.
All right. Well, I appreciate it.
No problem. By the way, just for my understanding, if I may ask you, in the email that I sent you last time, I sent you a couple of packages over there. One was pre-release, one was elite marketing. Which one is something that you're most learning towards?
I don't really know because I just printed them out and then I started to kind of go through them and I got really busy with work, but I just know when I reviewed it, I had some questions. I'll let you know in the email though. I need to review it again.
No worries. You can go through them. It's normally the same thing, all right? Even though if you're marketing the third book, see, if you market the third book directly, what I feel or what marketing, you know, tactics go ahead and tell us that, yes, you would get readers, but you can get more sales from first and second book too. So why just working on third book and just let the first two books apart? I mean, it does not make sense that only 10 people bought the first book and you got 1,500 readers on the third book, you know? So this is a series. For series, you need to make sure that people are following you, all right? Like, for example, if you're watching a Netflix series, all right, you watch it from the starting, right, from episode 1, and then the episode 2, then the episode 3. You don't jump into, you know, in between of the series. So that's really important for you to understand. That's one thing. That's the reason first book is in place, all right? Moreover, it's nothing different, all right? If the third book would be marketed, it would be marketed in pre-release. That means we would, you know, market that book before publishing it, all right? So everywhere there will be coming soon banners, there will be teasers about the book, there will be little chapters about the book, few pages where people can read and understand what the book is all about. The same things will be followed over there, all right? But only the difference would be there will be no coming soon banners. People will be able to order it right then and there. Once they're interested to buy the book, all right? They click on it, they would land on the Amazon page, and they'll be able to order the book right then and there.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, so have a look at it. Again, any questions for me, shoot them out. I would love to answer them, and we'll take it from there.
All right, sounds good. Appreciate it.
Thank you for your time, Tisha. I appreciate that. Drive safe. You too.
All right.